This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today for our Monday mini, we are so excited because we have some fantastic listener mails that we want to share with you. Because we love hearing from you, and you all continue to just share these wonderful messages with us. And
yes,
we want to share them with everyone else. And we have a couple from Anne of Green Gables, Samantha.
Yes!
I knew you would be excited. All right. So let's get started with Dominique. Dominique wrote, "My name is Dominique, and I'm a longtime listener. I'm also from New Brunswick, Canada, which is attached to PEI by bridge. I grew up with all sorts of Anne media, the books, the TV series, the anime series, the play on stage in Charlottetown, and more Ellen Montgomery works like Emily of New Moon, also a show, and The Blue Castle, the best little classic romance there is. The Anne box sets were so ubiquitous, everyone and their dog had one lying around. Even my French-speaking grandmother had an English Anne set for some reason. Though I've read all of the Anne books, I haven't watched the sequel you discussed today. It seems like I really should try it, though. There were some notable differences between the books and what you described, but nothing that would preclude from understanding books 5 onwards. It seems the producer mashed together Anne of the Island and Anne of Windy Poplars for the show. Close your ears for spoilers. Is that a saying? Maybe it's an expression in French. Kingsport is in Nova Scotia, not New Brunswick. She goes there along with Gilbert, Prissy, and Charlie Sloane. Anne rejects Gilbert and is courted by Roy Gardner, who she also rejects eventually. Once her BA is over and she returns to PEI, she hears that Gilbert is ill and the rest is history. An Anne of Windy or Windy Poplars, now I'm realizing it could be either, is the only epistolary Anne book where she writes mostly to Gilbert and back. It was the last Anne book Ellen Montgomery wrote, even though chronologically it's 4. I've certainly not watched the 3rd Anne TV series because that one is a bridge too far. By World War I, in the books, Anne and Gilbert are middle-aged and it's their children who go to war. Actually, this book is called Rila of Ingleside, and it's a very good war romance book. I saw a first edition at the War Museum here in Ottawa and snapped a picture enclosed. For the later Anne books, many have certain constructive themes that set them apart. Windy or Windy Poplars, I don't know, is epistolary. Anne's House of Dreams is a bit gothic. Anne of the Ingleside details a mom who's busy and worries about her and her husband's relationship. Rainbow Valley is another book all about the children's adventures, appealing to the younger audience. And Ryla of Ingleside is a war romance. As for Montgomery's themes of adoption and being without a mother, many of these themes stem from her own life when her mother died when LM was a baby. She grew up with her grandparents stepping in as her guardians. Her trilogy, Emily of New Moon, also details a young girl dreaming about becoming a writer, being taken in by her two aunts. The series has a similar feel to Anne, but is more atmospheric, with almost a magical twinkle of the woods surrounding New Moon Farm. Anyway, I hope either of you will make it to PEI one day. The whole province is breathtaking. Seriously, the whole island is basically a beautiful coastline.
Yes, I was told this as well. I really want to go. It's windy. I just listened to a recording.
Oh, yeah, it's windy. Well, sorry about that. That was a whole confusion that didn't need to be in there. But I literally have had this conversation with somebody when I was teaching English, teaching them English, and they were like, why is it windy here and windy here? And I was like, I don't know. English is tough. So it's one of my, like, great Everest.
And again, someone may come on and be like, no, that they were wrong, so who knows? But yeah, I've heard it's beautiful. I've heard that it actually got hit by Hurricane Fiona as well recently, so I hope everyone is okay. I didn't read much of the news. We're very obviously U.S.-centric when I get the news about hurricanes. Like, we know Puerto Rico, all of that. But trying to figure that out, I was like, oh, no, I hope that everything is going still well, all of that, because I do want to visit one day. I really appreciate all of that, as well as the fact that I didn't know any of Montgomery's history. So that makes a lot more sense. I was like, oh, that makes me love her even more. Like, I understand where she's coming from in her stories about this orphan tale and, like, trying to like, bring this family together that's needed. So I love that. No idea. Thank you for that information. Because, yeah, that was completely new. I feel like I just got so educated and love it more.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. That's always so appreciated. And we asked. We were like, you know, write in, listeners, because neither of us have read the book. So thank you for providing that information as well. And pictures.
Yeah, because, like, she made it more, because I knew some of they were mashups. I didn't know how. And that makes so much more sense. And, like, oh, I get it. And so if I do start reading it, not that I'm going to, but just in case I do, now I kind of know what to expect instead of being, like, surprised. I'm like, this is nothing like the movie, which we already know it's not, but, you know.
Right.
It's still, it's still a moment of, like, shock. So the next letter is from Agnes, who wrote, I am a longtime listener and I've always been a lurker. Been there, and I know what you mean by that. And after listening to your episodes about Anne of Green Gables, I had to write. For context, I'm a first-generation Asian-Canadian, and I had the joy of visiting PEI in 2019. What caused me to write in was Samantha's comment about being Asian and doing the Anne dress-up, and I have to tell you, tons of Japanese tourists do the AOGG tour, and they will take any opportunity to do the dress-up. It's good to know. If you ever get the chance to come to Canada and visit PEI, take your friend's recommendation and do the tour. It's absolutely lovely. Seeing all the places that LMM wrote about in Kevin Sullivan's show is breathtaking. Okay. That makes sense. I would, yes, because it was huge. It was huge in Japan. We talked about that earlier and how it, like, honestly, it was seen there, viewed there first before it came to the U.S. So that makes a lot of sense. And the love is, I love to know that I'm not Japanese, but you know.
Well, and this was one thing. I can't remember if I mentioned it or not. I don't think I did. But there's an Anne of Green Gables. Well, it's like Canada Land, but most people call it the Anne of Green Gables theme park in Japan. And
that's right.
I couldn't figure out if it's still open. So if anybody knows or is in Japan and has been or has been at all, that would be great because it was so popular in Japan. And it was a way of, like, if people couldn't go to Canada, here's your Anne of Green Gables theme park.
You know how we are so, have a stereotype of a country just from things like movies, like those theme parks. You know, I'm already loving, I forgot which country it was that did an American Fest and it was like a trailer park. Remake of what they thought the U.S. was, and they all drank like Bud Light, and like it was whatever it was fantastic. And I'm like, oh no, that's how they see the U.S. This is interesting. But I wonder if, like, for Japan, if you've not gone to Canada and you love Anne of Green Gables, and then you go to what is now Canada Land, you expect all of Canada to be PEI, like level. Mm-hmm. I'm curious in that because I like Canada a lot. Don't get me wrong. I really do. There's bigger parts that I need to visit because all I've gone to is Toronto. But mm-hmm. I'm like, that's very different from PEI.
Right.
Just saying. And when we say PEI, Prince Edward Island, I hope everybody. If you're not familiar with Anna Green Gables speak / the actual town, Prince Edward Island, PEI. Because it took me forever. I was like, what is PEI? What is happening? So I'm a little it takes me a little while to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. Well, clearly I don't even know how to pronounce Windy or Windy. And it's now I'm convinced, it was Windy because Windy doesn't make sense. Anyway, I do also want to thank the friend, as mentioned in this email, Marissa, who immediately upon hearing the episode sent her so many pictures.
It was delightful.
It was so good.
Ready to go. Was like, hey, we so have happy. To go. I'll go again. I was like, yes, let's go.
Yes. She was like, warning, you're about to get a ton of pictures. I was like, oh, yes.
And it was blissful. I loved every single one of them.
Me too. Me too. I'm getting all teary-eyed just thinking about it. Oh my gosh.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
The hat, the hair, it was amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yes, going on to Joanna, who wrote, thank you for the amazing podcast. I love listening to you during my runs and when I'm cross-stitching. I need someone to teach me to cross-stitch. Anyway, I'm writing because I have a con experience that you haven't talked about yet. Volunteering, which, you know what? I was thinking about this. This is a side note because when I read this, I was like, I've been thinking about, do I want to do that for Dragon Con? Maybe I'm like, no, that seems too chaotic. But she goes on. I lived in Halifax, Nova Scotia for a little over a decade and volunteered with our local con for 7 years. A shout out to HalCon. Y'all are awesome. So shout out. Yes. Mm-hmm. For the first 5 years, I was a runner for the guest team. I got to do everything from monitoring the lines for autographs and photos to minding the green room, doing coffee runs for the guests, monitoring questions for the Q&As, and so much more behind the scenes. The last 2 years, I got to be a personal assistant to the authors. In 2018, I PA'd for Lev Grossman. In 2019, I PA'd for Guy Gavril K. I'm a huge book nerd, so this was the best gig I could have. I signed an NDA, so I can't say much about the experiences, but they were both lovely people, and I was incredibly happy to be their personal assistant. I really miss Con and our volunteer team, and if I make it back to Halifax, I'll for sure volunteer with them again. And one of these days, I'll have to attend a con as a regular attendee and not have access to all the secret areas. Oh, but wouldn't you feel spoiled after that? You're like, I know where the secret areas are. Let me go.
Yeah.
I feel like it would ruin it. I'm like, I know, and I want to be there.
Right. So I'm really glad you wrote in about this because I have always been curious what the volunteering is like. I'm glad you had a good experience. I've always thought it would be very chaotic to be a volunteer at Gen Con. I know people who've done it, and I've seen more than once where they can't find the celebrity or whoever's supposed to speak in question, and the whole thing gets canceled. So I know it's like not always easy. I'm glad you had a great experience, as I said, but I have been curious about it. I do think it would be, it's one of those things where I hope you write back one day and you go as a regular attendee. I'd love to hear your kind of like, well, I've done it on this side and this side, and here's my comparison. But I do think it's one of those things that would be hard to let go, you know?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know these secrets and you know how it's done. And then you have to go back and be a layperson. Come on. One of the regulars.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. I love that idea. Because I've also thought about that because there's a whole different point of view that you get from being behind the scenes. And for you to have a good experience, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you would never want to turn back from that good experience. But yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you get to meet two people in your book world. That's so exciting. And that they were nice. That's also very, very
That's
very
even
exciting.
Better, yeah.
Yes. So thank you. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Katie wrote, I've never written in before, but this episode really spoke to me. And this episode in question is the Fangirl book club we did on Fangirl. I am so far down the fanfiction rabbit hole and absolutely understood the bit at the end concerning fics written before the next or last book, movie, etc. comes out. I was really into MCU fanfic, but my favorites were from just after the first Avengers movie. So many slice of life fics with everyone living together in Tony's Tower. As the movies continued, this was no longer potential canon, so people didn't write it as much. I haven't been able to read as much in that fandom lately, as the direction everything took with Infinity War and Endgame took away so many characters and had them make choices I couldn't see them making. My current love is, and has been for many years, Harry Potter. Since I definitely don't want to give JKR any more money, but love that world so much, it just works for me. And there are so many characters to be explored or arcs to fix, not to mention good old time travel fix-its, that I can always find new works. I think enough HP lovers are so ticked off at JKR that people are more willing to play with canon and run things in completely different directions. I've read so many good works where they drop in aspects of wizarding culture that make perfect sense, but were not present in any canon way. Anyway, just thought I'd share my thoughts from listening to the pod and to thank you both for your work. I've been listening since about a year before Samantha came on, and I've loved practically every episode.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what y'all are talking about when we were having this conversation with problematic authors, when they create this world that you love, and then things happen, you're like, but I can't support this anymore. And what do you do? And fan fiction has really taken on. And we know we've gotten those suggestions, like with, they had their own remakes and retakes and did an amazing job in this conversation. Because after like in the initial love for it and then looking back, you're like, oh, there's some racist problems in these books. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to have a conversation about why she did this this way. And then people coming through and fixing it. And I love everything about that. I think it's a genuinely amazing world that you can do so much. And then even if you didn't want to mess with the main characters, there's so many side characters that you could just create yourself into this bigger story and plot line, because it's a wizarding world. So much magic. Magic makes things great.
I love, honestly, like seeing what people do and what they come up with. And sometimes, as I've said before, and I've been thinking about this because, as Samantha knows, I might actually post a fan fiction, everyone.
Yes.
Ooh.
The name selection is my favorite part right now.
I'm so torn about the name. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, you can just be like, I don't really want to have to explain this. It's just magic. Or it's just the Force or whatever.
Right.
And you don't have to do it. And that's fine. And sometimes people don't care. They just want to go for the ride. You don't really need to explain it.
Yeah, can I ask a request? Can you do a backstory on Porkins for me?
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to have like a whole like side character backstory. I'm going to have Porkins. I'm going to have Mala. It's going to be fantastic. No, the thing is, I already have like five things I could publish right now.
Do it.
But as you also mentioned, I am in this bucket, this boat when it comes to Star Wars because of a lot of current canon that I don't personally include in my headcanon, I don't like. It does, it's like a fear you have. You're like, everyone's going to stop writing this because of what happened or because whatever it is. And so I'm very scared about The Mandalorian Season 3. I don't think it's going to be good for me at all. But I'll just figure it out. But that's one of the reasons I wanted to write something is I was so grateful that there are these people who are writing it. And I love it. And they've given me so much joy. So I'm kind of like, I'll give something back, but also please don't leave.
please don't leave. Writing. That's the big thing.
Yes.
I mean, endings are sad. When something that you love just ends, it feels like a gut punch.
Yeah, it does. And there's something about it, too, as I discussed in that fangirl episode, where it's just a fact of life, but it is sad that people move on. And so you're kind of like, oh, they found another fandom. They're not writing anymore. And it makes me sad because I feel a little more lonely in my fanish activity. But I mean, that's just how it is. You find another fandom, you move on.
Another novel idea. What happens to the writers who lose their fans and stuff? Like they thrive on that and then they're all gone. Ooh.
Oh, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's the deep dark. Oh gosh, you're giving me so many ideas. My fan fiction account is going to be lit whenever I start posting something.
It just said lit. I don't know what to do.
About fan fiction.
the widest, nerdiest thing that could have happened on this. Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You know what else is lit with a hand throw up, which you just did, is our Sex and the City watch party, which we are asking you, the listener, to join us for one of the episodes so we can have a good old time while either you're watching for the first time or you're rewatching for the 10th time that we are sitting here enjoying an amazing episode, probably very awkwardly. Of Sex and the City. Am I right?
You know how to sell something. So you really do. No, we'll have a great time. But yeah, we want to hear from you listeners. We want to have one of you on the show to watch Sex and the City with us. It's going to be great. It's going to be low-key. Yeah. It's going to be fun. We haven't nailed down the exact date, but soonish.
We're giving you more time to send in your names.
Yes. Yeah, so just contact us. Either through the social media or through email, we'll put your name in a pot and we'll do a random drawing and we'll have a good old time.
Good old time. It'll be lit.
I'm never going to live it down. No. Thanks to all of these listeners for writing in. We really, really love hearing from you. And if you would like to write to us, fellow listeners, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.